But there's a whole lot of things in the army fighting here. Ain't Americans, ain't. Like a German, he lives here. You call, he's still American because he's born in America.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Bingos.
Yeah.
French, you know.
Yeah. What did y'all call those French? Did you know any of those French people?
I used to go down on the sugar farms. That's the biggest home of the sugar farm now. It's French people.
Uh-huh.
And I used to work down there every fall when I was going on the sugar farm.
Where's that sugar farm? Down in Dawson?
Down in Dawsonville. From down on down. Well, this is, you cross the river here in Baton Rouge, you see that sugar farm starts down.
Yes.
And this goes on down. And the biggest of it. Now all these people back this way mostly is American people. But on full on down is Dispensment people.
Uh-huh.
That's like over here on the IC where they raise the strawberries up, but they're mostly bagels.
That's right.
You take any penalties, what you call a bagel town, you don't ever see a American white man living there. And right up there in Mitch, you don't see a bagel or live up there. And that's too big in the middle. I don't know, 15, 20 miles apart. And it's independent. The bagels own the independent part of the town, and the American people own their meat.
Uh-huh. What did you call those Frenchmen? They have names for them?
Well, I don't know nothing but Frenchmen, that's all.
Coonies, or?
Well, I wouldn't call them. I don't think you call a Frenchman a coonies.
Yeah.
Now we have a man live right across over there. Now, I don't know where he come, but anyway, he come back down in there.
Uh-huh.
They call him a coonies.
Yeah.
He is. People you call coonies, but I didn't think it was Frenchman unless I'm wrong.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What were coonies?
Well, he's a white man too, but he got a different look, he got a different act, he got a different way from the Frenchman to me. Kind of like an Indian. He's white too. But you can just look at him and tell that they're different in the looks of the people. Now you can look at you and tell you he's an American man.
Mm-hmm.
This coonass, as you call him, he can come here and you can see a world of different. I'm a Frenchman, a German, all them, and Indians. You see, they just don't look alike. But still, it's all white, and that's the same way it is with Negro, which they ain't mixed quite as bad as the Negro. Because of red back down there, because of me being my color, you're all kind of white men. That's the cause of it.
You know, Mr. Roberts told me, he said, you are more white than black.
Okay?
Mr. Roberts told me, you are more white than black.
Well, I was telling you now, I'm more white than what?
White than black, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
He just told me that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Mr. I don't know what Mr. Robert is. I wouldn't call Mr. Robert a fool American man. He might be.
Yeah.
But he don't look like it to me.
What would you call a pet fella who lived way back in the woods by themselves? By themselves. Did you have people like that? You know, you'd go to see them and they'd run and hide behind a tree?
Well, no. Not here. Now we have some people, but then the Negroes, the only thing I can tell you, the Negroes, we have some of them used to, their children, and we go to the house or something, they run and hide.